Hello, I'm festively Andrew Heaton, and you're watching Mostly Weekly. New Year's traditions are a lot of fun. From igniting the family Christmas tree, to whacking the New Year's ball, or hiding from Newsy, the New Year's ghost. But I'd have to say my favorite tradition is New Year's resolutions. So I've come up with several resolutions I'd like Congress to do once they've sobered up. Read more. Legislation. Listen, I understand that it takes a lot of time and effort to sit down and read the bills you're about to vote on. They're boring and hardly any of them have erotic pictures, except for the farm bill. But it kind of makes sense to actually read the stuff that's going to become law. Of course, the main problem isn't the lack of gripping erotica or even lazy congressmen. It's that congressional leadership introduces a bill to Congress and calls for a vote before anyone's had time to read it. It's a neat trick to push legislation through without giving anyone a chance to consider if it's a bad idea or not. Remember this?
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Kentucky Senator and Libertarian poodle hybrid Rand Paul came up with a pretty good Senate resolution that would require one session day for every 20 pages of a bill before it's eligible for a vote. Seems like a good start. Or maybe form a congressional book club. But instead of books, it's bills. And instead of a club, it's a job taxpayers pay you to do. Exercise. Physical restraint. Next year, we're shaping up to run a $1 trillion deficit on top of a $20 trillion national debt. If debt were calories, I don't know how calories work, but I'm pretty sure we'd all be dead. That's because Congress is cutting taxes, but it's not tackling the big issue, spending. Which is why Congress needs to lose some weight, budget weight, and join a gym. Specifically, Jim Jordan. That congressman introduced a bill that would enforce spending caps. Actually, it was a bunch of guys, not all named Jim. But whatever, join Jim. The federal government is blowing through money. Don't believe me? Here are a few examples of stuff we've spent money on. The federal government gave $30,000 to help make a production of Doggy Hamlet, which is Shakespeare, only with dogs. It gave a grant to expand the San Diego trolley service by 11 miles. How much was that grant? Only $1 billion. And my favorite, the National Science Foundation paid $426,000 for this. In their defense, that shrimp was fat. And all of that is reasonable, at least compared to the corporate handouts, bloated defense appropriations, runaway entitlement spending, and government malfeasance billions of our taxpayer dollars go to. If Congress can tackle just some of the gigantic spending splurges that happen every year, I will gladly sit through the entirety of As You Lick It. Get a hobby instead of sexually harassing your staff. Over the past 20 years, Congress has spent $17 million in settlement money for sexual harassment. But even if we spent $0 million, it would be infinity million dollars, more than half of what we should spend. To help members of Congress avoid future legal problems, I've comprised this list of alternate activities they can do instead of sexually harassing members of staff. Limit your screen time of Trump's Twitter feed. Why are you still checking his Twitter feed? His tweets make less sense than the conspiratorial rants from the homeless man outside my laundromat.
Good to hit sleazebags back. Much better than seeing a psychiatrist, which I never have.
Instead of wasting time and mental effort, go outside, pick up litter, or read the bills you're supposed to vote on. Or make a new friend across the aisle. Congress is even more partisan than usual. That rank, tribalistic hatred isn't exactly helping anybody. Here's actual footage of House Republicans squabbling with House Democrats over a highway maintenance bill. Well-intentioned and intelligent people can disagree on matters of substance. There are good people in both parties. There are good people who aren't in any political party. And there are six people in the Green Party. This year, members of Congress should get to know some of their colleagues across the aisle and befriend them. Maybe if politicians focused on our shared humanity, they could work together and make that lazy shrimp lose weight. So happy New Year, everyone. Don't forget to set your clocks back. And who knows what you can expect next year.